This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I have roots from Germany. My grandmother was German. My grandfather was Austrian. During the Holocaust, they escaped. During the early start of World War II and the Nazi regime, they got the heck out of there. Some of their other family didn't. My Polish family didn't. They couldn't imagine leaving whatever they owned to just pick up and go to a foreign country where there could be more unrest. And sadly, they were all taken to concentration camps and killed. And so if it wasn't for my grandmother's family and my grandfather's family leaving when they did, I wouldn't be here. And I am German at heart. I'm German, Austrian, and it's a... they're beautiful countries, beautiful people, you know, when I see what's been going on in Germany, it's just really, really heartbreaking. So the worst flooding in decades to affect Germany and parts of Belgium has already killed at least 120 people. Now, there are search and rescue efforts for hundreds of missing that are continuing now. Late Thursday, authorities said 1,300 people were still unaccounted for in Germany. But there's disrupted roads, telephone service, and they think that could maybe account for the high figure. People might be fine. It's just they can't call them. They can't reach him. Now, apparently they've been dealing with some catastrophic flooding. And some German officials believe it's due to climate change. And we'll talk about that in a second. But apparently Environmental Minister Svenja Schulz said that climate change has arrived in Germany. German President Frank-Walter Steinmeier expressed shock over the flooding and said that action needed to be taken to prevent future such catastrophes. Now, again, Chancellor Angela Merkel has been in Washington this week, meeting with Kamala Harris, Vice President Kamala Harris. I'm not exactly sure if she met with President Biden. We're seeing Kamala Harris take a lot of the forefront of we see her a lot more active than other vice presidents, which makes me think she's going to be taking over soon. And that's, a topic we've talked about, and some of you are, not very open to discussing that topic, but I think it's going to happen soon. It's my prediction. I think he's going to, I think President Biden is, I don't think it's going to be Pelosi or Schumer pushing him out. I think President Biden is going to want to, show that, his presidency helped make the first female president. And by him choosing her as a running mate and then him resigning early, it'll put him in the history books as well as her in the history books. And so I just think it's going to be coming probably in the next year or two. Chancellor Angela Merkel, who is still in the U.S., said that heavy rain and flooding does not quite capture what has happened in Germany. She said, we don't know the death toll yet, but it's going to be high. Some died in their basements. Some as firefighters were trying to bring others to safety. So this is her last U.S. visit as chancellor before a September 26 election replaces her. Oh, I believe she did meet with President Biden yesterday. And, of course, climate change was among the items of their agenda. So these rain-triggered floods are, we're in 2021. You would think that we would have more flood control measures. And I'm looking right now at some of the flooding. I mean, we are talking chest deep waters. And I worry about weather patterns because I have family in Florida and seeing the most vicious hurricane season last year hit. you know, the East Coast. It makes me nervous for people on the East Coast. I'm also on the West Coast. So I'm very, very nervous about the drought and how things are changing and the health ramifications, the ecological ramifications. We're going to be talking about in a little bit about the, you know, horny, hungry grasshoppers and what's happening with them. As in the West, we're starting to see swarms of grasshoppers. And the drought that we're seeing versus the rain and flooding on the other, these pendulum swings or these extremes make me a little nervous. It also doesn't really make me think it's my hamburger that's doing it. I think we are having, and I can't, with my scientific background, begin to explain why we're having catastrophic flooding, why we're having buildings collapse, or, you know, or possible sinkholes or earthquakes or, a super storm in the winter and freezes that are knocking out power grids. But we are having some extremes. Now, extreme weather has hit the globe before. It just might not have been well documented because we didn't have the internet. You know, and even Death Valley, with Death Valley reaching about 135 degrees, people wonder if the 1913 record that was set in Death Valley was actually accurate, because the way they do things now in terms of taking the temperature, you have to be away from trees, you have to be away from buildings, there has to be certain guidelines, and the 1913 temperature might not have been done under those guidelines. And so I really believe that the Earth is going through some pretty drastic changes in climate. And I think if we are going to work as a globe to try to do whatever we can do to battle nature, which is almost impossible, is to make sure we still have, we still, you know, put into, rather than all this money going into, well, we need to incentivize companies to do this, and that's great, but I'd like to see some of the money, you know, put, you know, for dams and for sandbars and for protections against coastal communities that live near rising waters, for water lines, and, you know, to bring water to parts of the country that are drought stricken, you know, natural disasters are going to happen to us, and humans can only do so much. But then, you know, maybe we need to build more shelters. Maybe we need to have more safety areas. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
We are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So remember, I had to apologize to you guys about the dental issues because I think you're right. You know, sometimes you just don't really feel good after going to the dentist. Well, many of you have been telling your family doc or your internist that you've been feeling cruddy, and it's been going on for months, and you think it's your COVID. And we've believed you because we know there's something called long COVID. But when, you know, somebody says, yeah, I still feel achy, or I think I'm now in menopause, and the COVID infection put me into menopause, you might not have been believed right out the gate by your medical provider. Well, a study that was published in eClinical Medicine through The Lancet says, yeah, there's over 203 long COVID symptoms. And these symptoms, if we're talking long, we're not talking just 4 weeks of COVID symptoms. They found some of these symptoms beyond 35 weeks. Now, mind you, we just are starting to collect data on this because you know, COVID is still relatively new. We have so much data on pneumonias and diabetes because that's been studied for years, but COVID is new. So when it comes to, you know, how long will your long COVID be, if you look at the studies from last year, they said, well, it could last months. One study, I think it was out of Amsterdam, it said 9 months. And it was because they were trying to look at these early, early cases on. And as I said, with the vaccines and the vaccine side effects, in order for science to move forward, many times there needs to be the trends. And when you have large groups of individuals saying, look, I have this, it starts to then steer science towards, okay, well, let's look at that then. Let's investigate that. So this study in eClinical Medicine looked at found over 203 symptoms spanning 10 different organ systems. And they looked at 3,700 study participants with confirmed COVID and symptoms lasting over 28 days. 91% reported symptoms extending past 7 months. They said many experienced an average of 56 symptoms each, and the most common symptoms that persisted by the 6-month mark were fatigue, post-exertional malaise, and cognitive dysfunction. So after you exercised, you felt kind of achy. For those of us with fibromyalgia, what happens is you go fishing, right, or you go surfing, or you do something that you don't always do, and you use muscle groups you aren't used to using, and then you just feel sore and achy. But for me, it's only a couple days. It wouldn't last months. So that more signifies we're looking at a more viral picture. Some of you have asked about Epstein-Barr virus and COVID. Is there a link? I believe they're still studying it. If I had to suspect anything, Epstein-Barr virus is a virus that I apologize. I'm having some issues with my gum. I've been having it for a few days. So I want to apologize. So I sound a little funny today. Hopefully I'll be better on Monday. But Epstein-Barr virus is a virus that people get, and then when they're in their 20s, they may come down with something called infectious mononucleosis. Now, they used to call it the kissing disease because kids, when they're in their adolescent, in their late teens and early 20s, do a lot of kissing, right? Yet, when I came down with mono, my boyfriend at the time didn't get it, my best friend didn't get it, my friends in medical school didn't get it. And I mean, we would share utensils and do everything stupid. So I really believe it's a virus that we get exposed to, and then it comes out during stress, or it comes out during certain ages. And so Epstein-Barr, for some of us, might persist in our bodies, causing fatigue, causing inflammation. It's been linked to lymphoma. So it's a virus that I believe a good proportion of the population has been exposed to. And so one theory with long COVID, and that's not for me to project, but it's something that I believe is being studied, is are long COVID symptoms because the COVID virus is actually alive and brewing, or is it that COVID triggered your Epstein-Barr? And your Epstein-Barr causes fatigue, causes malaise, causes cognitive issues. So it is interesting to see if there is that relationship. So I'm with you guys on that. I do think that is something that has to be looked at. So let's look at some of these symptoms, okay? So long COVID, which, by the way, they had found that some of these symptoms lasted at least 7 months. 91% of people had these symptoms last about 7 months. So they have clusters of groups of what some people experience. So some had fatigue, post-exertional malaise, a fever that lasted, chills, skin sensations, weakness, temperature lability, meaning you feel hot, you feel cold, night sweats, coldness, heat intolerance, low temperature, and other temperature issues. Others had extreme thirst. Now, remember I told you some people with COVID get diabetes. So I wonder if those complaining of extreme thirst are turning diabetic because we think COVID could affect your sugar metabolism. Some said menstrual issues, abnormal irregular periods, abnormally heavy periods. We're saying COVID did this. Other premenstrual issues, sexual dysfunction. Oh, that I could believe. But I don't know if I got COVID. I think I've always had sexual dysfunction. Urinary issues, bladder control issues, testicular pain. We've talked about testicular pain and COVID. Semen, penis issues, postmenopausal bleeding, a decrease in the size of the testicles or penis. If any of you are on the fence about getting the COVID vaccine and you need something to push you over, right, and make one decision or another, COVID, apparently, according to this study, could diminish your penis and testicle size. I'm going to set, trust me, I'm going to have the Dr. Dahlia Show news team on this one. Because apparently when something happens to the male genitals, that's when everybody starts to kind of do full court press. So menopausal issues. Then some complained long-term palpitations, tachycardia, pain or burning in the chest, inflamed veins, bradycardia, which is a slow heart rate, and fainting. Other people complain of muscle aches, joint pain, neck stiffness, spasms, heightened reaction to allergies, new anaphylaxis reactions. Something that I saw, I expected them to see more of, is I see a lot more shingles. I see a lot more people have shingles and cold sores, and I think it's because COVID reactivated the virus. So I've seen a lot of that in the patient population, and I'm licensed in multiple states. Then you have some people with the typical sore throat, blurred vision, lump in the throat, sensitivity to light, runny nose, dry eyes, voice changes, eye pressure, eye pain, ear pain, itchy eyes, floaters, bloodshot eyes, conjunctivitis, seeing things in your peripheral vision, ear, hearing issues, hearing loss, facial pressure, double vision, facial paralysis, tunnel vision. And some people complained of complete loss of vision because of COVID. So if you haven't heard about any of these symptoms, you might want to go to my website at drdahlia.com. The article, I wrote the article on the 203 COVID symptoms. Shortness of breath, cough, sneezing, rattling of breath, diarrhea, nausea, vomiting, abdominal pain, constipation. And I'm not seeing a lot of the psychological complaints here. Oh, there we go. Okay, anxiety, irritability, mood lability, apathy, depression, abnormal taste and smell, headaches, memory loss, inability to yawn, inability to cry, ringing in the ears, dizziness, vertigo, visual hallucinations, auditory hallucinations, tactile hallucinations. So after I saw that scorpion in my house, when I went to bed at night, I kept feeling like something was crawling on me. Eight legs. Was that a tactile hallucination? Or is it that there's a scorpion in my bed? Or spiders in my bed? I got animals all the time in my bed. Maybe they bring something. So these long COVID symptoms, you're not lying. You're not being a hypochondriac. In fact, I think we got to get rid of that whole hypochondriac sort of diagnosis when it comes to anybody who had COVID, because I'm going to believe you. I'm going to believe that you believe that you have these symptoms. So we're still trying to figure out the why. If it's that the virus still stays alive, or is it that the damage it caused is causing these long-term effects. But any of those symptoms, please reach out to your doctor, because we don't want to just chalk up the COVID. It could be something else. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule. capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The western United States is bracing for another major heat wave this weekend. Triple-digit temperatures are expected across the Mountain West and into Canada starting on Saturday, with record highs possible through Monday in parts of Idaho, Montana, Utah, and Wyoming. Forecasters saying daytime highs will be 30 degrees above average for mid-July and could contribute to the spreading of wildfires in the west. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott isn't backing down in his fight with Democrats who have left the state and are not doing their job in protest of a voting bill.
They can stay away as long as they want. I will continue calling special session after special session, so they can run, but they cannot hide.
The Democrats flew on a chartered plane to Washington, D.C. to stop the measure from advancing. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Former President Donald Trump is responding to anonymously sourced claims that General Mark Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, allegedly told subordinates that he felt the need to be on guard after the November 3rd election. Milley reportedly telling two anonymous officials that, quote, "You can't do this without the military, you can't do this without the CIA and the FBI. We're the guys with the guns," close quote. But Trump, in a statement on Thursday, said Milley's comments were false, saying, quote, "I never threatened or spoke to anyone about a coup of our government." Trump adding, "So ridiculous." Four parents filed a lawsuit against the District of Columbia alleging the district's recently enacted law deprives parents' constitutional rights and endangers children's safety by allowing minors as young as 11 to get vaccinated without their parents' consent or knowledge. Children's Health Defense and Parental Rights Foundation filing the lawsuit in a district court in D.C. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I'm surprised this is the first person. I mean, it's been pretty well known that there is a underground market of bootleg COVID-19 vaccine cards, and where people who are trying to travel and people who are trying to get from one country to another, and, you know, there are people that have been, from the beginning, been printing out and distributing these things. Well, it looks like we've had one of the first arrests that I've heard of. And this is a homeopathic doctor in California who is the first person to face federal charges for not only making fake COVID vaccine cards for her patients, but also selling a supplement that is allegedly supposed to protect you and give you COVID immunity. Now, this is a very, very difficult topic because I really respect the homeopathic profession. And I understand where homeopathy comes from. And she does not represent all homeopathic doctors. But homeopathy has a lot of, shall we say, roots, and actually, in terms of allopathic medicine and osteopathic medicine, there is some overlap in terms of helping your body fight things by improving your immunity. And with homeopathy, and it's such a wide breadth of medicine that I don't want to oversimplify it, but I've benefited from homeopathic remedies. I think a lot of us have. And one of the aspects of homeopathic medicine is the kind of fighting fire with fire. So if somebody, let's say, is allergic to something and they get these homeopathic remedies that are diluted down forms of it, it helps give your body a tolerance, a strength against it. My experience with homeopathy was when my family doctor, co-resident, ended up starting to study homeopathy, and I was going through morning sickness during my third year of residency, and I was the first trimester, and I was going through horrible morning sickness, so he said to go get some Epicac from Trader Joe's, some homeopathic Epicac. And I go, but doesn't Epicac make you throw up? Syrup of Epicac, why would I do that? He's like, it's homeopathic, trust me. I went, got some Epicac tablets, my morning sickness was done. We're talking just done. And maybe it's placebo, but I mean, we are talking, I was vomiting for days. And so this fighting fire with fire is something we do in the allopathic realm in terms of allergy shots and desensitization. And so, you know, the idea of let's make your immune system stronger is a very noble one. But sadly, if you are touting something that could put people at risk, you're going to be in trouble. And if you are creating, allegedly, fake documents that are legal documents, you're going to be in trouble. And so I don't really know what her little homeopathic recipe was to boost the immunity. Some of them might be fantastic. I don't know. But to tell somebody to take something and not consider regular medicine can put you at risk. And so that's where, unfortunately, homeopaths and naturopaths have to walk a fine line. We inherited a patient who had horrible metastatic breast cancer. And the homeopath I documented that they had from the beginning said, look, you need to get treatment. Okay? There's only so much we could do. This, it appears to be breast cancer. And the person, unfortunately, you know, wanted to choose, you know, the more homeopathic route. By the time we got her in our clinic, the breast was completely emaciated. We sent her to oncology, the breast surgeon, and sadly she died within a month. And so most homeopaths do work with allopathic and osteopathic physicians on referring and on working together as a team. But if you have a homeopath or a naturopath or an allopathic doctor or an osteopathic doctor say, look, you don't need any of the specialists. You don't need any of the other doctors. You don't need the physical therapist. You don't need the dentist. You just go to me. It's a problem. Now, some of you have also had concerns about how, you know, some of these medicines might not be able to overlap, that if you're really, really going to do naturopathic medicine or homeopathic medicine, you need to keep the pharmaceuticals out of the way. Out of the arena. And this is one of the reasons why many people are vaccine hesitant. They feel that a man-made pharmaceutical, like an mRNA vaccine, can disrupt all the work they've done in terms of building their immunity. I get the concern. I get that. But my answer to that is this COVID, I don't believe, is a natural, you know, naturally occurring virus. I think it was tinkered with. And so for those of us that are very pro-immunity and pro our health and not wanting to be on 70 different pharmaceuticals, all right, you have to realize that you can't assume your natural immunity is going to be good enough for something that could have been adulterated, messed with. And that's why I had no problem getting the COVID-19 vaccine, and that's why I urge to many others that even if you are of the more homeopathic mindset, the natural mindset, realize you're dealing with a different beast here with this COVID. We just talked about the long COVID symptoms. Why the heck is a virus causing your penis to shrink? That just makes no sense. Again, it could be tinkered with. And once you tinker with something, there's a lot of unpredictable side effects. So that's just my theory. All right? So apparently the Justice Department was alleging she sold pills that she falsely claimed would provide lifelong COVID-19 immunity. And Dr. Julie Mazzi of Napa, California, is now facing one count of wire fraud, one count of false statements related to health matters in the case. And she provided her patients with oral pills that she called homeoprophylaxis immunization pellets, which she claimed contained small amounts of COVID-19 and would provide lifelong protection. Okay, now let me warn some of you doctors out there. Doctors, be very, very careful, okay? Many of you doctors have been urging the vaccine, but you also might sell supplements in your office. And a lot of these supplements might be quote-unquote immune boosters. I never got involved in the selling of supplements in the office. I just didn't want to get involved with that because I just didn't want somebody to think that I was trying to promote that over regular medications that are out there. And I didn't want somebody to kind of think, okay, well, wait a second. I'll please the doctor by buying her vitamin, and then I can hold off on taking the statin. Uh-uh. If you're going to spend any money, I'd rather you do it on the medication that I really, really think you need. But there are a lot of physicians out there that are promoting immune boosters. That's fine. I mean, that's a very common thing. But be very, very careful with your verbiage, all right? Because you do not want to be in a position where you get accused of trying to promote your immune boosting and you have somebody who didn't get the COVID-19 vaccine. They claim it was you that told them not to and to purchase this, and now you kind of have to, you know, the guilt, it's up to you to prove yourself innocent. So anybody selling supplements, I would really urge, make sure you still have proper documentation that you are not saying that that is at all supposed to substitute from anything out there that could help people fight COVID. Personally, I think you got to get that vitamin D up. You got to, you know, get some sunlight without getting melanoma. You have to get exercise. You have to not get diabetes, which we're going to talk about how apparently the majority of people who, not the majority, but a good number of people who died of COVID ended up having diabetes. But, you know, this person is going to be in trouble. And please, people, do not buy fake COVID-19 vaccine cards. You don't want to get caught with that. 1-877-DOC-SELLING.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This report is brought to you by Merck. With more time spent at home during the pandemic, we've become master do-it-yourselfers, taking on many new projects. But one task we may not have tackled is our health, even if something isn't right. If you are at increased risk for lung cancer and have an unexplained cough lasting more than 3 weeks or shortness of breath, talk to your doctor today. Introducing Angela Criswell of GoTo Foundation for Lung Cancer.
Lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death in the U.S. When diagnosed at a late stage, the five-year survival rate is just 6%, but rises to nearly 60% when caught early. If you have been delaying medical care due to COVID-19, schedule a visit with your doctor now, especially if you are at risk for lung cancer and experiencing possible symptoms.
Do it for yourself and go see your doctor today. For more information, visit DIFYlung.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, are you guys into emojis? Or when you text, you use the little smiley faces, or you use the 100%, or you use the dollar sign? I have bucked to that for the longest time because I'm kind of old school. You want to do a complete sentence, right? You have the subject and the predicate. You have the noun and the verb. And you appropriately use adverbs and adjectives correctly. You never finish your sentence with a preposition. You use proper pronunciation. But I got to tell you, you start to find that these emojis really, really help convey a lot of meaning and seem to save you a lot of time. So when my kids tick me off, You know, I used to, when they were younger, and we would be in public, I couldn't yell at them, and I didn't want to start an argument with them. So I would, you know, do like a kind of like a tiger growl or like a lion growl, you know? So they'd be like acting up. It would be in public, and I'm like, just really, really quiet. And nobody's going to think it came from me, because I'm just sitting there smiling. And they would know that mom was mad. See, my mom, when my mom got mad at me, she had a mommy face. And the whole entire mall could see it. I didn't want to do that. I just didn't want to do that. And so I decided to be a little bit more subtle. So it's that. And then the kids are like, okay. And they stop. Now, I mean, usually that growl in the wild means somebody's about to get pounced and eaten. So my kids probably realize that even though I'm not going to pounce, that mama means business. And so I found that there's certain emojis that I can now do to kind of, you know, put that face or that growl in there. Sometimes I'll just do G-R-R-R-R-R, like, grr, you know, but sometimes I have to be a little bit more demonstrative. So apparently there is a central bank of emojis. And the central bank has now approved a bunch of emojis designs. I guess they have to approve it. And so this is called Emoji 14.0. And it is going to be approved this September before coming to devices next year. Some of these emojis are going to be a pregnant man and a gender-neutral person wearing a crown. Now, I didn't realize we have that many pregnant men out there. But apparently there's enough pregnant men to now add an emoji. Emojipedia, which is part of the Unicode Consortium, which is the central bank of all approved emoji, has revealed draft candidates for the next emoji release, Emoji 14.0. The pregnant man or pregnant person is to recognize that pregnancy is possible for some transgender men and non-binary people. And a gender-neutral person wearing a crown can also come in a range of different skin tones, as do 15 new handshake combinations. So, yes, I do believe that we probably have a larger population of transgender pregnancies. And so I guess emojis really help convey that rather than, you know, having to explain it. You know, I'm pregnant. But the thing that I find a little, though, odd is because somebody who is identifying, I get it. You are pregnant, but you're identifying as male. Okay, I was going to say, because, you know, people identify, when they identify as female, they're going to use the female emojis. I get it. Okay, I apologize. All right. Okay, that makes more sense. So apparently if you need to use that emoji, it's there. So among some of the other new emojis are the melting happy face. I'm going to use that because it is so gosh darn hot. The saluting face, the dotted line face, a face holding back tears. There's also a motorcycle tire, a slide, a disco ball. Oh, I like that. I like the disco ball. That's pretty cool. A troll with a club, I guess kind of like Shrek, coral, kidney beans, and a low battery. Thank you for finally having a low battery emoji. I have to cut people off all the flipping time, and I go low battery, and they don't believe me. And my typing out the low battery takes too long. Anyway, the new additions have been detailed by Emojipedia prior to World Emoji Day, which is this Saturday, July 17th. Yeah, we got World Emoji Day tomorrow. They say this is only a draft emoji list. Each emoji is subject to change. And so, you know, I talked to you guys about emojis and kids. You know, many of them are not as communicative as you wish them to be. But they use emojis as their language. And some of these emojis might actually signify some pretty interesting behavior and some behavior that you might not have expected. So, like, for example, you know how sometimes kids call marijuana broccoli? Well, they might say, come over, and then put broccoli on there. Well, if they do that, then, you know, you might need to kind of realize that, okay, well, my kid's probably smoking some dope. For cocaine, they have a snowflake, a snowman, a cloud with snow, a bowl of rice, a coconut, an eight ball, or a smiley face, one of those face emojis that has a Kleenex by the nose. So somebody could say, come over, I'm feeling sad. And they put that face with the Kleenex by the nose, and it actually is a sign for cocaine. Cocaine. Marijuana, somebody using the maple leaf, the four-leaf clover, a palm tree, a regular tree, a Christmas tree, a smiley face that looks like they are blowing wind, and then somebody looking like smoke coming out of their nose. That's for marijuana. Cough syrup. Apparently, it's prescription medication with Sprite, soda, and Jolly Rancher candies. And some of the prescription medication could be narcotics. Those will a lot of times have purple emojis, like a heart, a world, a bottle. There's a baby bottle. A baby bottle could be a sign of somebody doing this cough syrup, prescription drug, and Sprite and Jolly Rancher mix. And then methamphetamine. People using meth, there's a diamond emoji, snowflake emoji. It looks like a bowl of rice. Heroin emojis, sometimes there's just the syringe. There's a dragon, a direct hit emoji could be signifying heroin, and then a horse. Not sure what the horse means. You guys might figure that out for me. Magic mushrooms, just a mushroom. A spaceship emoji indicates how high the potency of the drug is. So if somebody kind of sends, if you see spaceship, it's not that they're excited about Bezos or Sir Richard Branson going up into space. It could be because they're trying to figure out how much of a high. So, you know, just basically the moral to all of this is just kind of keep an eye on what your kids are doing. You know, and emojis are trying to kind of keep up with the times. And Santa Claus is a gender-inclusive Santa. And let me see what else they have here in terms of emojis. I forget some of the other new ones. I really, really like the melted happy face because that's kind of how I feel right now. But, yeah, things are going to be more and more gender-neutral. It's definitely bringing a lot of questions on how we approach that with medicine. And I think, you know, companies and health industries and many people are already starting to kind of, approach not committing. But it is going to be interesting to see the chess set if the king and queen are going to now be different, as the king is usually a taller piece. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.